questioning the thoroughness of the Saudi investigation, saying those who gave the order for the journalist's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul need to be revealed.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we deserve some better weather, and we're going to get it. Look for cloudy and cold at first, a little breezy. West winds at 10 to 15, but some afternoon improvement with some sun breaks at a high temperature up to about 45 today. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, widespread frost in the overnight hours. Low temperature by dawn, 31, so that's the first freeze of the season. Tomorrow, sunshine, much better with a high around 57. Boy, it'll be great to see the sun. Down to 36 Friday night. Then on Saturday, high 65. How about 67 Sunday and sunshine? A beautiful weekend forecast from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Parole Board has submitted a 7-page action plan to address criticism from Governor Kay Ivey. The plan includes training of various personnel and creating a 7-member executive committee to implement improvements. The committee will hold its first meeting in 2 weeks. A Montgomery murder suspect is now in custody. Montgomery police say Christopher Dotson turned himself in Wednesday. He's charged in the shooting death of Adam Jordan. Dotson is being held on $150,000 bond. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery is preparing for the cold weather. They expect more people to show up to the shelter as the temperatures drop. The shelter will be open as a warming station if temperatures dip below freezing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this weekend and get ready for holiday hosting with an extra 20% off. Pick up a new Shark vacuum or a roaster oven. And with an extra 20% off, twin sheets are just $17.59. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid November 16th through 18th. 20% offer with promo code SHOPPERS. Home offer with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a GE Appliances high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.28 each. Black Friday priced early. This is how to clean up for the holidays with Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Same my Sarah, broken halo, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Now, I am not big on award shows, typically. But I will admit, I did watch the CMA Awards last night, front to back, the entire 3 hours. And I had the Indiana game on the iPad, which, by the way, they look incredible, and they completely dismantled a very good Marquette team. I mean, completely dismantled. Both ends of the floor, above the rim, below the rim, everywhere. But this guy cleaned up last night, Chris Stapleton. He's the real deal.
I haven't seen any. I saw Carrie Underwood won a bunch, and that he was, that what she's artist of the year, he's artist of the year, is that right?
Yeah, I think she was female of the year.
Yeah,
he was entertainer of the year.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they did female. I'm not sure how it works. He won the big award.
Yeah,
at the Actually, no. The big award at the end of the night was Keith Urban. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what a waste. What a waste. I'm not fascinated by that guy.
No. Yeah, he's, you know.
Australian country singer?
Yeah.
Come on. Nicole Kidman? Yeah, clearly.
Didn't he like iron his hair? Like, he looks like a dude that irons his hair. You know, like, he's got like long hair and it's like really straight in like certain parts. Like, I can guarantee he uses a flat iron.
He must.
And
he
like
must.
The only reason I know what a flat iron is because I'm married. And like, you know, trade secret. Sorry, honey. She uses a flat iron. I think most women do. But
there's no such thing as really straight hair naturally, is there?
Yeah, I mean, like, look at Stapleton, you know? We got a picture of him up here, and he's just like, he's got long hair, but it's like, you know, it's scraggly.
Yeah,
he's definitely, he's perfecting the scrag look.
He also, I've never seen him speak before. I've seen him sing, I've just never seen him actually speak.
You ever seen him in concert?
No, I've never seen him live.
Yeah, great.
Oh, I can imagine.
Very, very, like, I saw him last summer.
But he's the most awkward person I've ever seen try to speak and accept an award. He kept looking down at the award, like, and he received, like, 35 awards. And he kept looking down every time, like,
you're like,
well, dude. I guess now I got to thank my fifth grade teacher.
Dude, you couldn't have come up with remarks for these?
Yeah.
And, like, it's not that hard?
Mrs. Schott, she really taught me the meaning of double-digit multiplying. I mean, he was so socially awkward.
Carry the one.
Anyway, welcome back into News and Views. Dave Mowry sits in, Jack Campbell out as he is on Thursday. However, I'm going to violate Jack's confidence for just a moment. I'm going to read you a text he sent me.
Whoa.
And this was not privileged text because he included a non-attorney on it.
Oh.
It breaks privilege.
I hear you.
Here's what he said. I got home yesterday around 3 p.m. Now, you know Jack lives in Midtown Montgomery.
Yeah.
Nice neighborhood. I got home yesterday around 3 p.m., piddled around my house, took an hour's nap. Last night, as I was leaving during a light rain around 6 p.m., I opened my unlocked truck, which was parked in my driveway in the back of my house. To my surprise, there was a wet umbrella in the driver's seat and a black female sitting in the passenger seat. She claimed to be waiting on her grandfather, who was named Jack, which obviously threw him for a loop, considering his name's Jack. I thought it might be a setup, so I asked her to leave, and she got her umbrella and left. She walked down the alley from my house. I called the cops, but they never saw her. Very, very strange. That's a weird story.
That's a really weird story.
And I talked to him. He sent me the text, and we text back and forth a couple times, and he finally called. And I talked to him about it this morning, and he said it was just bizarre. Like, he thought, like, for a moment, I guess that he was going to die. You know, that there would be two thugs jump out from behind a bush and rough him up. But his garage was open. They said he said they took nothing out of the garage. He took nothing out of the garage. Really was just in the car. And he said it was a light drizzle and it was cold. Maybe she was just cold and looking for a way to get out of the rain. But instead of standing, I guess, in the garage, she...
Yeah, I mean, I would, like, that's not something that would ever cross my mind.
To open someone's car door and
right,
get in?
Right.
And she had an umbrella?
Right. What else do you need, sister?
I mean, come
on. Come on.
What a weird story.
That's really weird. That would freak me out.
Now, this is Jack, whose truck has been broken into in that location.
Right.
Who someone tried to kick in his front door one night in that location, and he pulled a gun on the guy. The guy looked at the gun, he cusses at Jack, and starts still trying to kick the door in. And Jack says, "You better leave. I am about to shoot you."
Well,
and the guy finally took off.
Says, "What are you going to do with that besides make me mad?"
What a weird story, though.
That's very...
Montgomery has become a weird place to live at times.
That's very, very weird.
And he, I mean...
I feel like some people, like, because I hear people complain about crime all the time.
Yeah.
And knock on wood, like, one night, I got home. It's when we first moved here. I got home, I got out of my car, and I left the doors unlocked, but I was parked on the street. And I had some stuff in there that I had, like, some CDs and, like, some change or something. And it got taken. But, I mean, I feel like that's my fault because, like...
You left your car alone.
Yeah, I mean, I called the cops and they were like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's the summer. Like, kids come through and they'll just try your door. And if it's open, guess what? They're going to steal your stuff.
Yeah.
And, but they were like, if it was locked, there's 9 times out of 10, they're not going to break in. And that's the only thing that's ever, like, criminally, that's the only thing that's happened to me in Montgomery. But then I have, like, friends who... I have a friend who lives over in McGee Estates who literally their house gets broken into like once a week. They moved.
Yeah.
Like their house got broken into so many times. And it's like, huh? Like maybe some places are just like, maybe you're like an easy mark. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. Because random crime is random, so there isn't really an answer.
Yeah, but you would think, you know, lightning striking twice in the same location. I had a friend who
lived...
You
get away with it, though, you know, and you got nice stuff. They're like, hey, let's go back and hit that, you know.
Well, I had a friend
who lived... in Goodfellas. If we needed money, we robbed the airport.
I had a friend that lived off Norman Bridge Road, block and a half, 2 blocks off. And his house got broken into several times, and they figured out it was his next-door neighbor.
Right.
The guy would watch him leave and then help himself to his stuff.
Ooh! I just thought you got a new weed eater. Now I got a new weed eater.
Yeah. Well, he stole his wife's engagement ring. But interestingly, the guy had a Bulgarian AK-47. Not Bulgarian. AK-47 in his closet. Guy never touched it.
Huh.
Took all this other stuff, but not the gun.
Maybe the gun's too easy to trace.
You know, the only thing I could make of it, and I really struggled with this. The only thing I can make of it is either he, like, didn't move the shirt to look and see it.
Yeah.
It was just like, it had a shirt covering or something. Or he looked at it and thought...
Too obvious.
You get caught with a gun, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Right, right.
You get caught with a diamond ring.
Yeah.
I got a diamond ring anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have a diamond ring that long.
Right.
Gun, you got to try to get rid of a gun.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get caught selling a Bulgarian AK-47, you might do Fed time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruby Ridge, you know how that all started? They set the guy up to sell an illegal sawed-off shotgun.
Right.
You know that? Like, he had the guy.
I didn't know that.
Like, a guy went to him, and I was like, hey, Baron, do you think you can get me a sawed-off shotgun? And they're like, yeah, I could probably get you one. Well, how about, can you make it, like, 2 inches shorter than legal? I guess I can. And then you go to make the sale, and then the feds come in and try to arrest you.
Oh, well. That happens.
Yeah, and then, they were like, nah, you ain't getting us. See, we're up here on this ridge.
And it's Ruby.
Yeah, we got the high ground.
But no, I'm interested.
I digress.
Well, no, I get that. I'm interested in the Jack story for a number of reasons. One is, I guess it's a crime to sit in someone's truck.
Well, that's technically breaking and entering, right?
I would think.
I mean,
you didn't break anything. You entered.
Yeah, but it's
technically entering. Lock your car doors. I mean, I think
that's the big thing is lock your car doors.
It was the middle of the day. Yeah. I get it, but lock your car doors.
It was the middle of the day?
It was 3 or 6. He said he went in his house at 3, and when he came back at 6, she was in the car.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's dark.
Well, it's dark out, yeah.
Dark.
Because it's dark at 4:30 now.
I hate daylight. Oh, it's terrible. Time.
Oh, it's so terrible.
You know, it'd be okay if
California, they did one thing right.
What, they got rid of
they
it?
They went for permanent daylight savings time. They put it on the ballot. Not do standard time.
And they voted it in?
Yeah. I mean, they can't implement it.
Someone who was in Indiana as a young man.
A split state.
Well, in Indiana, we didn't switch. We were on standard time, Eastern Standard all year long. Until recently.
Now half of it is, right?
No, now it's all on Eastern time, and it rotates between daylight and standard, except for Chicagoland.
Okay.
Yeah. The Chicago area.
So it'd be like Gary?
Hammond, Gary. Yeah.
People in Gary don't know what time it is anyway.
Yeah, they do.
It's crack time in Gary.
Gary's a fine community.
Gary is not a fine community. Dude, you want a place that you could be like, hey, at least I don't live like in Montgomery. People think Montgomery's bad. At least you don't live in Gary, Indiana, people.
Come on, man. No, Jacksons are from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, like 50 years ago. Gary's like worse than Newark.
Oh, come on.
Like way worse.
Camden's worse than Newark.
Well, yeah.
And Gary's worse than Camden.
Yeah, Gary and Camden, same.
We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. United
for your comfort. I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales. But we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6. So you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia. We've got signs. We've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, we've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas open house December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6, with light refreshments served from 12 until 4, and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard. Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this weekend and get ready for holiday hosting with an extra 20% off. Pick up a new Shark vacuum or a roaster oven. And with an extra 20% off, twin sheets are just $17.59. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid November 16th through 18th. 20% offer with promo code SHOPPERS. Home offer with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a GE Appliances high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.28 each. Black Friday priced early. This is how to clean up for the holidays with Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot.
more saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dry extra instant savings require a minimum purchase of two select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
Joe Jackson smacking kids when you listen to this. Apparently, all hell's broken loose at City Hall. If anybody knows what's happening, call us. I have no idea what it is, but an astute listener called in to ask what the hell is going on down there. Apparently, it's very, very bad. I'm just trying to get someone to call and tell me it's not that bad.
Right.
A little trick on radio, Dave, now that you're doing it more and more.
Yeah.
Hyperbole.
Oh, is that a thing?
Usually gets you to the answer.
Hyperbole works?
Yeah. Now, it may not be accurate.
There's something extremely terrible happening at City Hall.
But as soon as you go into hyperbole, someone will call me like, oh, it's not that bad. It's just somebody opened a letter and it had some white powder in it.
Right.
But apparently there's fire trucks and police officers and everything down there. It might just be the snow.
It's a calamity.
It might just be the snow. I on my way in today, it looked like I was driving through a Star Wars set. Snowflakes all over the place. It was crazy.
I walked out to get to take the boys to school, and it was like, I was like, it's snow flurrying. It's November in Montgomery.
Yeah.
I mean, I have on a very thick sweater.
Yeah.
And a barber coat.
Yeah.
Like, that's how cold it is.
It's freezing outside.
That's not that cold in here.
No, I turned the air
it's
off.
Usually colder in here, you know.
Joey pointed out some irony. Irony's delicious.
Irony?
Yeah. Everybody loves irony.
Irony?
As soon as you taste irony, you know, the whole game gets stepped up. In the summer, in the radio station, when you should be in a tank top and shorts, you have to dress like it's Nome, Alaska in January.
Yes.
In the radio station in December, when you should be bundled up, you need a Speedo only.
Right. It's like you're in Hawaii.
You're like trying to take your skin off.
It's hot.
So that's just, I don't know. It's, you know, there's a lot of...
Just listeners, we're not in Speedos. We're both in jeans.
You're not.
Well, I mean, not just that.
All right, we'll go Facebook Live in a moment and show them what it looks like. But anyway, I say all of that to say, it's cold outside. Take care, bundle up. Rich Thomas Weather App will keep you informed. It was 65.5 degrees in my house when I woke up.
Nice.
We still, to this moment, have not turned
on the heat. Not turned
the heat on? You guys do that game?
I do, but someone else may not.
Oh, have you guys already folded?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I heard it kick on last night and went and turned it off. Because my wife's out of town.
Don't quit. You got, oh, man.
I went,
if you can make it through today, you'll make it. Because tomorrow it's going to heat back up and the sun comes out.
Went two whole winters in college without heat.
What do you, heat's overrated.
It was cold.
Well, you get the Afghans out. You get the old comforters out. You stack it up. You know, we were watching the...
get the space heaters.
We were watching the CMA Awards. We were watching the CMA Awards in the Indiana game last night.
Everyone's bundled up.
Oh, man. You know, hoodies and whole nine yards.
That's more comfortable, I think.
It is. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen special this week. Talk about a perfect timed special. The special this week with the sausage and the mushrooms and the
Stasich.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
I'm trying to think of the words. It's sausage and caramelized onions,
oof,
mushrooms. It's in a nice cream sauce, like a good, heavy, sticks-to-the-noodles cream sauce. Bow-tie pasta topped with a dollop of ricotta cheese and some parsley. That's a dynamite dish.
I might have gone rigatoni, but other than that.
I'm not a Tony No Spoon fan. If you're doing bite-sized pasta, give me bow-tie.
Yeah, bow-tie's okay.
Bow-tie's the best pasta. You don't get it on your shirt.
Wrong.
You just stab two or three bow ties.
Bow ties okay, but yeah, I don't know. I'm
a bow tie.
I like rigatoni. I like shells actually.
You're not a big shell guy.
I like
you eat it with a spoon.
I like spaghetti sauce on top of shells.
I made a spaghetti pie last night. I don't do that very often. I had some leftover spaghetti sauce frozen.
Yeah.
In the homemade.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I had it frozen.
I always have some of that.
And I looked in there. I mean, we didn't have a lot going on at the house. And so I looked in there and I thought, I got spaghetti sauce, but that's boring. You know, we eat spaghetti all the time. So I thawed it, and as it's coming back to a simmer, I thought, you know, I got some cottage cheese. I got some eggs. I got some Parmesan. Let's make a pie. And I made a pie. And I switched it up. Instead of just doing mozzarella and Parmesan on top, Mexican cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah. 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 It's where it's at.
It gets melty. It has that melty quality, too.
Yeah, it's meltier.
I can see that.
It gets harder than mozzarella.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I know exactly what you mean.
It doesn't do that string thing when you eat it. Oh, it's good. Yeah, it stays in place.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really, really good.
I made steak tacos. Got some cheap steaks.
You can't go bad.
Put them in the broiler.
You mean the broiler?
Just in the oven.
In the oven?
Yeah. It was raining.
Did you start it on a cast iron and finish it in the oven, or you just did the oven?
I didn't want to stink up the house.
Okay. So, and it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, and sometimes I don't mind, but
because you got to get it past the butter smoke point in order to brown to get the steak done.
I might have made the best chicken thighs I've ever made the other night.
Yeah, you can keep your chicken. But you know what? If you're gonna eat chicken, the thigh is the best part of chicken.
Skin on too.
Oh. Only way to do it. I did make some chicken bone broth.
I took the skin, the whole skin off the thigh after I cooked it.
Yeah.
And put that on my taco.
That's genius.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. I should have said, usually I send you pictures of stuff like that.
Yeah. But
I've been out of the game, you know?
Do you ever take the skin off the thigh or the skin off the chicken, put some butter in a cast iron, and then brown the skin? And then eat it. It gets almost like a chewy, like bacon consistency.
No, but I will only consume that for the next 10 days. That sounds.
Pretty incredible.
Thanksgiving's coming up. You know, my favorite thing for Thanksgiving is the whole meal, turkey skin.
Yeah,
it's the only thing I like to eat.
I don't even like turkey.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I don't mind the skin.
Yeah, I love the skin.
Get a little butter in the cast iron skillet. Take the skin off and just get it to that chewy bacon consistency.
Damn,
trust me.
Baron out here living in 3018. Nah, man, just the skin.
Oh,
throw away the janky meat. I like chicken.
That stuff is awful. Chicken is awful. Chicken skin
Welcome
is incredible.
To Baron and Dave's cooking show.
It'd be a better show than we normally do.
I mean, you know, it'd be fine.
No, I've seen the pictures you send me.
Yeah, cooking with some...
I'll say this. The last thing I'll say about cooking. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. Get people geared up for...
Right, for lunch. I'm now starving.
I don't know how you do it, because I can't do it as consistently, but every picture you've ever sent me of a steak is cooked flawlessly. I mean, the exact amount of the right color in all the right places, to the point where I'm convinced, you know how like McDonald's doesn't actually use a hamburger? They use like some sort of piece of cardboard that they carve like hamburger?
Well, yeah, like in commercials where like anytime you see milk, that's actually glue. That's Elmer's glue.
And ice cream is Crisco, colored Crisco.
Right.
I'm beginning to think that's what you're doing, because nobody can knock it out of the park that perfectly every single time.
A pretty good steak, I'll tell you
that. I don't understand how you do it. So, I mean, I get close, but sometimes mine's a little too on the rare side, a little too on the medium side. Yours is not. It's always consistently flawless.
Thank you for the compliment. I don't know.
I'm very impressed.
If I ever do go not that, it's usually more rare than not, because I'll just pull it off early.
Oh, I'd rather eat it.
Yeah.
More rare. But not only that, if you pull it off early and someone says, this is too rare for me.
You can put it back on. Yeah. But you can't uncook it.
Right. Right. At
some point it becomes dog food. You know, like a minute after when it's too rare for most people, if you leave it on about a minute longer, might as well just give it to the dog.
Beef jerky.
Yeah.
You just slice it thin.
Why don't I eat a hockey puck? Thanks.
Jim Ziegler asking ants. Oh, I just figured this out. I just figured it out today. And this story helped me figure it out. I could not figure out. You remember all the infrastructure ads that took place?
Yeah, yeah.
A while ago. And, they're going to build a bridge to nowhere down there at the beach. We got all this other infrastructure need. Why are they going to wait? And I kept thinking, a $30 million bridge doesn't go very far spread out around the state. I mean, you're looking $500,000 per county.
Right.
That doesn't go very far. $500,000 pave about...
You pave my street.
Right. Pave about a street and a half in Montgomery. I couldn't figure out why they were getting all freaked out about this. I'm reading a story in today's ALReporter.com. Headline, Ziegler seeks answers about Aldott's proposed new bridge to the beach. And it dawned on me, in the middle of the story, who is financing all this opposition. Do you want to know?
I want to know.
It's fascinating to me. Here is the paragraph. I'll just read this paragraph.
Is it the Florida Beach people?
No, it's not. It's paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So you got to get down into the story. You're not just
7,
the
8, 9, 10.
Paragraph
10.
It's a long story.
Who reads paragraph 10 of a story about Jim Ziegler? Your humble radio host.
Baron Coleman.
He has to.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, who's going to do it?
Baron Coleman.
I have to do it, Dave.
You do.
The people expect me to read the whole story.
I will say this. Of all the radio shows that I go on, you're the most prepared host.
Are you serious?
Yeah, easily.
That makes me so happy. They don't have big stacks of stories they've read the entirety of?
I'm actually consistently impressed because I just come. I'm like Chuck Berry. I show up. I'm not even like Chuck Berry. I don't even show up with a guitar.
Yeah, I have to provide your headphones.
He has to give me the headphones, and then I'm like, all right, count off.
Here is what the paragraph says. And it dawned on me. I'm reading this story. And I thought, oh, that's where the opposition to this bridge
came. I thought to myself, self?
A private company built a toll bridge across the canal so that tourists and residents could more easily access the beaches in Baldwin County fronting the Gulf of Mexico. This has been very popular. So popular that traffic is starting to back up at times during the holiday season as tourists cross the two-lane bridge to the booming beach communities. According to the court filing from the bridge company, they agreed to widen their bridge at no additional cost. Aldott has ignored that and is planning to build their own bridge to the beach. Now does it make sense? I had to get to paragraph 10.
Yeah. Because usually, you know, the bridge builders are for more infrastructure.
So you might ask yourself, self, why is Jim Ziegler getting so energized about a bridge fight between a private bridge company and the state of Alabama? That's a great question.
That is a good question. Wasn't he already exploring a run against Doug, you know, for the
That has nothing to do. This is a money thing.
Yeah.
This is a money thing.
That's a money thing too, right?
Well, yeah. But I'm so glad I was able to figure this out because I just was racking my brain.
Yeah, like what the heck, right?
Like with some angry neighbor where they were going to put it. You know, but who's fine? I mean, they spent millions of dollars advertising against this bridge.
Yeah.
Who has millions of dollars to advertise? Of course, the private toll bridge next door.
Oh, the people that get, you know, $2 per axle.
Oh, it's like, you know, $7 to get across that bridge.
Each way.
Yeah.
Everybody takes it.
Yeah, you have to if you go on that side of the beach.
I'm just saying.
If you're going to the eastern side of that beach.
Is that the one that was in the same toll bridge that was a big thing in when...
Tim James?
Yeah.
Yeah, his company built it.
Yeah. Okay,
well, they didn't build the road. They built the toll bridge.
Right. But then they sold it to like some Australian group.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever. Yeah. You know, you can't...
I don't care.
Who wants to collect $7 a car? You know? Same thing that happened up here in Elmore County.
Yeah.
Some guy built it, and then they're like, I don't want to collect $1.50 a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Sell it.
Yeah, give me 80 M's up front in cash, and you can have it.
And you can charge as much as you want.
Now, of course, you'll make 10 times that over the life of the bridge. But,
yeah, but you got to pay workers' comp. You got to pay insurance.
You got to run a company.
Yeah.
Blah. Nobody wants to do that.
Employees. You got to call Cornerstone Managing General Agency to manage the... employee benefits. Well, if they'd have known Cornerstone Managing General Agency was coming online, they probably would have kept the bridge company. You know why? Because they make it easy to do employee benefits. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502. You don't have to sell your bridge company. Right. You just call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Jump on the website, cornerstonemga.com. They make it so easy. And if you don't have a bridge, I don't have a bridge, Baron. I just have a restaurant. Boom, Cornerstone MGA. I don't have a bridge. I don't have a restaurant. I just got a normal retail outlet here, and I've got some managers. Look, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You are probably, there's a very high likelihood, I would estimate, this is me talking, not them, 80, 90% likelihood you're overpaying for your insurance needs. You're overpaying?
Wow.
I'm not talking about, I mean, everything. Health insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, all these different policies they carry. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. And they'll get you squared away. It's easy. 356-1502. 356-1502. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry sits in for Jack Campbell, who is not going to be able to make it today because someone was in his truck.
Someone was in his truck?
Yeah. Very scary. That was a nice segue, Dave.
I know. That was one of the best segues into an ad read I've ever seen.
Not only prepared, but also talented at the second.
Very talented.
We'll be back. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knew.
place.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Brace yourself. I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All you have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quality Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food.
Twenty-seven years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we deserve some better weather, and we're going to get it. Look for cloudy and cold at first. A little breezy. West winds at 10 to 15, but some afternoon improvement with some sun breaks. At a high temperature up to about 45 today. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, widespread frost in the overnight hours. Low temperature by dawn, 31, so that's the first freeze of the season. Tomorrow, sunshine, much better with a high around 57. Boy, it'll be great to see the sun. Down to 36 Friday night. Then on Saturday, high 65. How about 67 Sunday and sunshine? A beautiful weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
live again this year on New Year's Eve. And the night before. I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm saying I might. They play at the Ryman on New Year's Eve, and it's a dynamite show. It's intimate.
Now, the only problem for me is I'd have to stand the whole time.
Why?
Because I've never been to a show there, but I've been to the Ryman, and I either have to sit in the front pew, or I ain't sitting down, brother.
Yeah, that's pretty tight fit.
Yeah, it's the mother church of country music is, you know, they made that place back when.
Well, it was originally a church.
Yeah, I know.
And it looks like a church.
Yeah. I've taken the tour. I've just never been, like, to a show.
Oh, man, it's dynamite.
Because the last time I was there, like, I forget who was it. Last time I was there, there wasn't anybody playing or it was sold out. And then, like, two times ago, it was Lake Wobegon Tales. And, I mean, sorry to my buddy Justin, but, like, get your Minnesota trash out of here.
Yeah, I don't need that. Minnesota, Wisconsin. We just donated to Canada. Here's the great thing about it. Now, it was built when, like, the average man was, like, 5'3".
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. An average
woman
was, like,
4'10". The world was not built for me. That's for
sure. No. But it's a very intimate, great place. You have to sit up top. Don't ever sit below. Because it's very constricted below, and the pews aren't above you, aren't that high. And if someone spills a beer above you, it rains on you.
Oh, okay.
It rains beer.
Wow.
And so you gotta kind of stay down low. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272.
I do want to see a show there.
Oh, it's great. And you can get in the front pew.
I could just stand in the back. It wouldn't bother me.
Well, you can stand, especially on like the left side.
Yeah.
That goes out towards the lobby. You can stand back there.
I would do is I would just go up to the usher and be like, look, dude, like, look at me.
Yeah.
They
wouldn't care if you stood up there. Because that's where you go to get your wine and your beer.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
And you could just stand up there on your way back in. Heirloom Jewelers, they're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road.
Speaking of things made when the average man was 5'3".
I'm telling you, a lot of their stuff...
It's very old.
Most of their jewelry is from like the mid-1800s to the mid-1900s. He showed me a bracelet. It was incredible. It had like this dual like snake deal going up, and it was gold. It had rubies on it. And... it was made in like the 1880s.
Woo!
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, handmade. It was an absolute gem. A beautiful.
That's like Gold Rush gold.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
real.
I'm reading
stuff.
A book about California, like the history of California.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, the Gold Rush was in, 1849. So.
Well, and it lasted about 20 years.
Yeah.
But Heirloom Jewelers has just amazing stuff. I mean, just amazing stuff. And you say, Baron, where do they get all this stuff? People like you take it to them, and they give you top dollar. He's a GIA, Gemological Institute of America, diamond specialist, certified diamond specialist.
Yep.
And what that means is he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. And you can, all you have to do is take your stuff in there. He'll do it in an honest, open, transparent process. He'll measure the size. He'll get his little eyeglass thing out. He'll look at the clarity, the color, and all that kind of stuff. And then he'll show you what your diamond is going for on the open market. He's got an application that shows you where he could go buy your diamond if he wanted your diamond. Like, say you bring in a 1-carat, you know, whatever. Then you can say, your diamond on the open market is going for this.
I'll give you this.
I'm gonna work in a little profit for myself because that's the way business works. It's in a charity. And I'll give you this, and you either take it or leave it. And it's a great process. It's a fantastic process. He said he buys about 90% of everything that comes in the door because he offers a fair price.
Yeah.
He offers a fair price. Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road.
That's what I was going to ask for bad listeners and guests like me. Where is it?
It's you know where Rick and Moses is.
Yes.
Right in front of Rick and Moses.
Now, why would I know where Rick and Moses is?
Well, because you said yes. You know where the old Bruno's, Sonic,
there's those restaurants over there that I like to go to.
That's right. Yeah, so, sure.
That's why I know where it is.
Perfect. Right there. Boom. Do-re mi karaoke?
Yeah. Never been in there.
I've never been in there, but I've talked to people who have. It's not terrible.
It actually sounds fun. Like you have to have the right crew.
You have to have a crew. When you're doing karaoke, you have to have a crew ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
You cannot halfway do karaoke.
And everybody has to be, like, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah. No.
None of this half-stepping.
No. You can't get up there and be like.
No, you got to, yeah.
So I was out there. No. You got to like.
Or like, I heard this song once. I'll try it. No. You got to have like, yeah, you know.
It's got to be your karaoke song. You know.
If you do Total Eclipse of the Heart.
If you do Kenny Rogers the Gambler, you better do it. You know. You can't.
On a warm Werewolves of London.
Evening. Yeah, kill it. Lewis Hamilton calls in. 5-time world champion.
That's right, man. And going for 6, baby.
That's next year, friend.
I'm a Nostradamus of racing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey, I'll go ahead and spoil the surprise. Yes, he's going to win number 6 next year. He's the best driver on the grid and the best equipment. Why wouldn't he win?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Best equipment, best driver, best team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to lose, right? Me and you could probably maybe coming third or fourth on a consistent basis if we had that team.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
in
yes,
the car.
Yes. What's on your mind?
You mentioned a couple things. I remember a couple, it was about, no, not a couple, about 10 years ago, I was visiting some family up in Mount Vernon, Virginia. Went to see old George Washington's house, you know, and took the tour and everything. It was pretty interesting, you know. And this lady takes us around, and, you know, I'm about 6'4", 6'5", right?
Yeah, and so you're banging your head on stuff?
No, man, did I. But they took me into George Washington and Martha's bedroom. And, of course, they had, the spittoon where the guys did their getting the congregation and the women got their separate waiting room, whatever, you know. And they said, here's George Washington's bedroom. This is where Martha slept, and this is where George slept. I'm like, wait a minute. These aren't children's rooms? And they go, no, why? I said, how the beds? Was he a midget? He goes, no, people were short back then. They weren't as tall as you, sir.
And they slept sitting up, most of them.
Not only that, but George Washington, big for his time. He was like 6'1".
He was like a foot taller than everybody, a towering figure.
Wait a minute, when he was 6'1"?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Not based on that bed I saw.
Well, again, you go to the Hermitage in Nashville. Go to a lot of these historic places. Most people, they didn't sleep sprawled out, lying down like we did.
Well, that's true. Well,
yeah, oh yeah. They slept more upright.
Well, they were, and so their and bed was separate beds.
They didn't have a California king,
right?
You know, I mean,
No. They weren't even fools. They were like twins. Yeah. And he said, "This is Martha's bed." She said, "This is Martha's bed, and this is George's bed." And they're in the same room. I was like, "Wait a minute, they didn't sleep together?" And she goes, "No, not back in those days."
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot about sleeping back then that they did completely different that we would find very foreign.
The second sleep thing,
yeah, they
right?
did. They did two sleeps. Yeah. Almost everybody
get up in the middle of the night, light your lamp, you know, have tea. They went, write in your diary.
They didn't have artificial light,
right.
And so their melatonin and all the brain chemicals, it would all kick in as the sun started going down naturally. And you know, this time of year, you get tired 7 o'clock, 7:30, and you would. You would go to sleep.
Yeah.
You'd sleep till maybe midnight. You'd wake up for 2 or 3 hours. Then you'd go back to sleep around 2 or 3, and you'd wake up with the
roosters. What was life expectancy back then?
Well, they also didn't have antibiotics.
Late
30s?
When you control for infant mortality, it's actually like 65.
Yeah.
It's much longer than you think it is.
Hey, great
when you control for infant mortality.
I got to run. 2729228. That's an
Baron and I know all these weird facts.
Well, I've looked into it.
But it's a thing. I mean, like even back to like Roman times.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed. Yeah. Well, and life expectancy though hasn't changed much either. But,
well,
yeah, the second sleep thing was
until the advent of electricity.
Correct. Yeah, they didn't have. You only had natural light.
Can you imagine
a world lit only by fire?
You go back to George Washington time, and you tell them, "I'm going to be able to control day and night, and the climate." They would think you're God.
Yeah.
If you told them, "I'm going to be able to sit in St. Petersburg, Russia." And it's going to be January, and there's going to be 4 feet of snow outside. It's going to be 80 degrees inside, and we're going to have – it's going to be
and
fully
not a fire,
illuminated.
Not a smoky, fire-filled, hut.
And it's going to be fully illuminated at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
in January. They would think you are out of your mind. And imagine, your brain is not developed to handle those realities.
Correct.
So what do you think that's doing to
– Which is why so many people have sleep problems.
Exactly, because your brain is when the sun goes. We used to do a light fast. We should start doing it again. We used to do a light fast every now and then, and when you do a light fast, you don't know what time it is because you don't have you cover your clocks, you cover anything that illuminates anything at all, and the only light you might get is a street light down the road coming in. But the sun slowly goes down, so you start lighting your candles around, and that's a real soft orange glow.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall asleep, and if you cheat and look at what time it is when you're just so tired you can't stand it, it's like 8:15.
Yeah.
And you wake up at like 3 in the morning, and you're fully rested.
Yeah, you're totally resting.
Yeah, it's weird. The human body was not made to go through what we put it through.
Correct.
All this. I mean, just look at all the fake fluorescent lighting and where we are. I mean, it's everywhere you look. We'll be back. Charles, sit tight. I'll get to you on the other side of the bridge. Do you want to get in? 2729228. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking.
You know, it's like a kibitz hour. We'll be back.
But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Guys, welcome back in.
I got your hey-o. Now listen what I say.
All right, Charles, sit tight for me. I'll be right with you. My friends over at Penny Earned, easy to get in touch with. 284-9292. You call them that quick. Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. You can check them out online, pennyearned.co. Don't go to pennyearned.com. I don't think it's a website. PennyEarn.co, because that's concrete. CO, concrete. PennyEarn.co. Or check them out on Facebook. You will see thousands of pictures of examples. They take tremendous pride in their group. They got
tremendous.
They have great, great, fantastic employees over at PennyEarn Concrete. I was talking to Tom Latham. He said his employees are so excited about the work that when they get done, they just take pictures of it like crazy. they really take personal pride in everything they do.
That's great.
Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. But bam, what do you do with concrete? Listen, anything you could do with concrete, they do. Whether it's clearing off a lot, putting down a pad for a shopping center or a house or a commercial structure, or just coming out back and doing a water feature, stonework, any kind of hardscaping, tile work, anything like that, porches, patios, backyard vacation destinations, Penny Earn Concrete Technology. A lot of people think, I need to move, I need more out of the house. No, you need an extra room in your backyard that you can enjoy. Sit outside, smoke a cigar, drink you a little scotch, watch the sun go down. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Get Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on the phone. Tom Latham, 284-9292. 284-9292, or find Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on the web, pennyearned.co. Charles, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good, buddy.
Great. Listen, I just got a couple comments. Earlier, you were speaking about the old Ryman Theater in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I recall back in the early 60s going up there with my family to the Grand Ole Opry at that time, and the venue has changed so much since that time period. Of course, we would see people like Marty Robbins, the Wilburn Brothers, Little Jimmy Dixon, those kind of things. They always had two shows, one at 6 and one at 8 o'clock. Now, if you wanted to see Marty Robbins, you had to go to the 8 o'clock show, because they always closed out even the last segment of the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. And we'd always go to the last show, and we always sat in the balcony right in the middle where, like you were saying earlier, that's the best place to view up there. And I was up there just in August, my wife and I, for a trip. And that place has changed so much since way back then. All the buildings around there, I think that's the Ryman. And it was, you know, of course, but it's a, yep, it's just a tremendous experience back in the early days. And then when they moved out to the new Opry land, we went out there, and it kind of lost its mystique.
Well, the Acuff Theater it seats a lot more. It's more comfortable. It's got all the amenities, but it's not the same.
Right.
It's not the same. The other thing I'll say is last night, and I appreciate your call, Charles. It's a great walk down memory lane. Ricky Skaggs and Marty Stewart did a song together.
Yeah.
And we were trying to sit there and figure out Marty Stewart's name, and I kept saying Marty Robbins.
Right.
Yeah, it was not Marty Robbins, obviously.
It's funny you say that, because when he said Marty Robbins, I was in my mind picturing Marty Stewart, and then I was like, no, it's the country ballads guy.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Marty Stewart and Ricky Skaggs killed it last night.
Marty Stewart has played on, like, more songs than you can imagine. That dude is involved in everything in Nashville.
I want to play a song for you opening the 10 o'clock hour. I want you to tell me who's on the slide guitar.
All right.
I'll be impressed if you know. We'll be back.
It's Dwayne Allman.
It's not Dwayne Allman.